was born the son of a virgin. A controversy even at birth. He was carried away to a distant country for fear of his life. When he was 12 years old, he challenged the religious leaders of his day. He brought healing where disease had brought only desolation. Thousands marveled at his endless mercy. He forgave when all others condemned. Outcasts found a new home in his presence. He gave life to those whom death had already claimed. So great was the display of his power that it confounded the understanding of even the noblest minds. A new message. He gathered the poor, the sick, the persecuted, and called them profoundly blessed. He measured greatness by making a child the example. No chains of race or status could bind him. He preached of a kingdom beyond this world, but the rulers of this world set their powers against him. Many who cried out, "Hosanna!" were swept away into a rage stirred up by envy and fear. "Crucify him!" rang out, deafening his song of hope. He was betrayed by those who could not stand and judged by those who could not see. He died a criminal's death, but his last words were in defense of his executioners. Those who pierced his side later took his side. For 3 days, death struggled to claim this tender outcast, this fierce rebel, but lost its grip to the resurrected power of his divine manhood. History has been his story. For 20 centuries, mankind has sought to tell it. All the poets who ever penned a verse, all the musicians who ever composed a melody, and all the artists who ever formed an image have only captured glimpses of that decisive moment when God reached through time to show the world his one true.